The Saturday Light Brigade, we welcome old friend Ryan Kuhn here from the Sprout Fund. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning.
Is it Dr. Ryan Kuhn yet? Not yet.
Not even close.
Not. You're still working on it, though, right? It's pretty exciting. Something that's been in the works for, gosh, months and months and months. Remake Learning Days. It all gets underway this week. And maybe first you can kind of describe conceptually what this is and why it's happening.
Sure. So Remake Learning Days is a week-long celebration of learning, creativity, exploration for kids and families and educators all across the region. It kicks off on Monday, but it's really coming out of several years of hard work by educators and people who work with children and youth in the region to rethink how education and learning happens and to make it something that children can do anywhere, anytime, all across the region, right around the corner and across their city.
I can remember probably 6 years ago, there was a group of maybe 30 people that got together in a room. The room I'm thinking of was above dozens donuts. And we were talking about how nonprofits and for-profit businesses and schools and foundations could build a scaffold connecting them all in the name of learning and in the name of really making our community a remarkable place for kids and having, we know, as a community in southwestern Pennsylvania and beyond, and also having the world know that this is a place that cares about kids and that cares about lifelong learning. And sure enough, that little group of 30 or so people has grown to include hundreds and hundreds of highly engaged organizations and individuals that share those values.
Yeah. I mean, today, Remake Learning counts upwards of 250 organizations, school districts from all around the region, museums, libraries, our universities, nonprofits working in communities all across Pittsburgh and southwestern PA and also into West Virginia. And Remake Learning Days is really an opportunity for all of those groups to get together and kind of put a stake in the ground for this 1 week and make it something memorable where anywhere you turn, you'll see what Remake Learning Days is doing for the community.
An expression I always like to use is everyday evidence. You will not be able to get out of bed and go from point A to point B and not see evidence of remake learning taking place. And I don't know if there's some events you'd like to highlight.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Yeah, so there's actually more than 260 events scheduled throughout the week, which is way too many for anyone to visit. but they're all available and easily searchable at remakelearningdays.org. You can break it down by the day, by the community area, by the interest area, by the age of kids that can participate. But really, there's just kind of something for everyone. You can do everything from build a trebuchet up at Academy Pittsburgh in the Hilltop on Monday, and then on
Tuesday. That's a good place to have it.
Yeah.
Really, you're pretty high up. You know what a trebuchet is, right? That's that thing that... That sort of
it's like a catapult.
Prehistoric catapult thing that Ryan's discussing, and to have that up on the hilltop, that's great. From Beltsuver, you know, you can fire that down onto the city.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, you could head up to Avonworth Middle School, where they're having the Ohio River School Maker Fair. They're bringing together several schools to exhibit some hands-on maker activities that kids can do. On Wednesday, there's a great documentary that's being shown on the Children's Innovation Project, a really creative and imaginative education program happening in Pittsburgh Public Schools. On Thursday, there's the kickoff of the Children's Festival that you spoke about a little earlier, where there'll be plenty of folks from the Remake Learning Network showing off what they're doing. And You could wrap up the week, whether you're, if you're a teen, you could head to the Warhol Museum for their youth invasion, or bring the family to a late night here at the Children's Museum to take part in some maker activities in the make shop. It's really something for everyone. There's also dozens of events specifically for educators, both in school and out of school educators, if they want to learn about how they can get involved and try some new practices in their education practice.
It's a really interesting website if you go to remakelearningdays.org, and it's a great entry point to get a sense of what's going on in and around the community. And I don't know, throughout life, and at least traditionally, we've, you know, if you have kids, you might care about what's going on in schools primarily, and, you know, learning seems to take place in schools and nowhere else. Or I guess there have been a lot of silos and lack of connections. And what you will see now is this incredible blending. You know, learning happens in, you know, many different contexts, and it doesn't so much matter anymore what category it necessarily falls into. Of course, there's standards for school that still exist and laws and such, but project-based learning now can make sure that, for example, cultural literacy can be a class that embodies social studies, English, aspects of history, aspects of civics, and maybe gaming is the mechanism that's used to help teach it. It's really pretty amazing. And a lot of those innovations are happening here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and originating here in Pittsburgh. And I mean, there's an amazing community of people really trying to, as you say, expand what it means to learn. It's a lifelong process. It's something that isn't limited to the hours of 8 and 3. It's something that happens all over. There's educators and people who work with youth that are really trying to turn the city and the region into a place where learning is just ubiquitous. It's something that you can find at any time, anywhere you are, whether your interests are in the sciences or in creative arts or in community engagement. There's so many opportunities to learn, and more so than I think any generation before. A lot of that has to do with some of the powers of technology, but also just, as you said, this expanding definition of what learning means and expanding the role of the community in making learning an empowering experience for all children.
And it's not just technology. There are aspects, you know, different techniques you can learn about. It's exciting. If you have any questions, by the way, feel free to call. I won't put Ryan on the spot, but he or I could probably answer you at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Monday night, there is an opening ceremony of sorts that is completely filled. There isn't an opportunity to attend it, but you can lurk because Youth Express will broadcast it. And I wanted to mention this because it will give you a sense of how important this week is. There will be people from the White House visiting Pittsburgh, and not for the first time. They've been keeping their eye on the innovations here in Pittsburgh for some time. Mayor Peduto will be on hand. I think Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald will be there as well, kicking off and recognizing our region. We'll broadcast that at youthexpress.org between 4 and 6 o'clock. And I think you might enjoy listening to it to hear just how prominent Pittsburgh has become. And when I say Pittsburgh, I mean really all of Western Pennsylvania. There's events in West Virginia, too, as part of Remake Learning.
Yeah, it's a really regional effort. I mean, a lot of the work is happening here in Pittsburgh, but our nearby neighbors in West Virginia and the surrounding counties of southwestern PA are just as invested. And as you said, this is something that is getting noticed outside of the region, too. We're not the only community thinking creatively about how to remake learning for kids and expand their opportunities to learn and thrive in today's world. But in a lot of ways, Pittsburgh is kind of out ahead in this work, and really that's one of the reasons that Remake Learning Days is attracting some out-of-town visitors, and we're really looking forward to that kickoff event. There'll also be some proclamations and announcements of commitments that different organizations have made to take this work even further and expand more opportunities to many more youth over the coming year.
Yeah, the Sprout Fund and others tricked nonprofits into making commitments. we made commitments 6 months ago, and now they're going to fly back up in our face. We wrote them down, so we remember what they were. But it was actually kind of fun. We all committed to do certain things to remake learning with the clock starting this Monday and going a full year out. And, for example, for us, we committed to, I believe, broadcast through youthexpress.org from 40 different locations in the coming year. And we love it. You know, we're already counting them. And it's fun to read commitments that others have made. And those will be released Monday. You'll get a That's chance right. to learn. Now, I mentioned that event is already sold out, so to speak. But on Friday, there's an event that's wide open. And it's kind of cool because it's going to get you into a place that you maybe haven't been in before. And it's a big party. It's the Remake Learning Rally that is the capstone event for Remake Learning Days.
Yeah, that's right. And this is an event that we've been hosting at the Sprout Fund for the past few years, different locations. But we're really excited about this year's Remake Learning Rally because it's going to be unlike any other event that we've hosted or any other Remake Learning Rally before. It's on Friday at PNC Park, and there's no better part of PNC Park to be in than on the club level, which is where the Remake Learning Rally will happen. And it's really an open, family-friendly, big public celebration of Remake Learning. There'll be dozens of Remake Learning Network members kind of showing off hands-on exhibits that kids can get involved with that allow you to make things and experience what it is to participate in some of these learning programs. So in a lot of ways, it's kind of a sampler of what the network has to offer.
And it's a great idea if you're looking for an entry point. And I can't overstate, because I see this every day, please don't feel like there are barriers. Although Ryan is here as a spokesperson, all of us that have been involved with Remake Learning, I think, feel empowered to speak on its behalf. This is not a closed club or something that's already set or something you need certifications for or that you need to be associated with a certain kind of organization for. If you're simply a mom or dad or student interested in knowing what's around, this is a great latching on point. Really, any time this week, but also the Remake Learning Rally that's taking place at PNC Park, you'll be welcomed with open arms. That's what's happening throughout our region right now as a result. So I hope you'll consider doing it. There'll be things like 3D printers that you can look at and makeys, the really cool circuitry device that pretty much is like a mini computer. Hummingbirds will be there. It's hard to even try to explain everything.
Yeah, we've got nearly 50 exhibits happening at the rally on Friday from 3 to 6. It's a great time to bring the family out and try your hand at a lot of different things. We'll have our friends from Assemble will be there showing you how to make e-textiles. So they'll be using LEDs to and circuitry to make pins that you can wear that glow and light up. There'll also be folks there from the YMCA of Greater Pittsburgh talking about drone flying and producing music from their Y Creator space. We'll have the Fab Lab there, which is a really great new resource. There's several of them in the region, and one of them is going to be pulling up and parking outside of PNC Park. It's a digital fabrication space where you can try out new things like laser cutters and 3D printers and kind of make whatever it is that you can dream up. And SLB will be there too, right?
Yeah, we sure will be. It's funny, I was thinking about this. We are in three places Friday, all at the same time. We will be at the Pittsburgh Children's Theater Festival in the Cultural District, and we will be at the Remake Learning rally at Fancy Park, and we will be at the Youth Invasion at the Andy Warhol Museum. And we had a meeting Thursday. We were sort of trying to figure out, how are we going to do this? And everybody's got their stations and their assignments, and we're really excited for it. We're going to broadcast from the Warhol event and from the Cultural District. We won't be broadcasting from PNC, but we'll be there with lots of things to look at, story boxes and maybe some voice-changing fun and some radio kits. We're looking forward to it. Those are always fun. And one of the things for us is, in addition to meeting potential members of the public or teachers that we can work with, we enjoy meeting with other folks that do this kind of stuff, because we can compare notes and share ideas. This won't end after Remake Learning Days. It's going to continue, so don't think it comes to a close after this week. It's one big week to call attention to all these great things that are happening. We just have a minute or two left. Are there some other things? I want to be sure we cover everything. And Sunana Chart was going to be here with us this morning. We suspect Sunana is resting.
Yeah, I hope so. I think the only thing I would want to say is just to reiterate what you said, Larry, is this is really something that anyone can get involved with. It's definitely not a club or anything like that. And in fact, it really thrives on participation from people who care about kids and want to empower them and help them learn and help them grow. So school teachers, mentors, parents, families, community leaders, it's an opportunity to contribute to that future for all the kids here in Pittsburgh and southwestern PA and West Virginia. And the rally is a great place to start if that's something that you'd like to get into.
And a great place to start is just look at remakelearningdays.org, remakelearningdays.org. It works. It's just a really superb way to get an overview of what's going on, and hopefully to whet your appetite. remakelearningdays.org. Ryan, thank you.
Well, thank you.
For all the work that the Sprout Fund does. We hope that you'll can take Ryan and me up on that offer and take part in things. And don't forget to tune in for the big opening ceremonies at youthexpress.org this coming Monday night. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.